yeah. Linux in the house. Shizzle McNizzle. Welcome to Linux in the Howie Owie House. We're back after another sabbatical. When was our last show, Paige?
I don't know, but it's your fault we haven't been on.
May 28th, 2012.
Wait, what day? What's the date? January, March, April, May. Okay, that's not as bad as we've been before.
Well, no, it hasn't. But we have a lot to talk about. That's happened between now and then. So let's work in reverse. Well, we'll start at the middle and then go backwards and then we'll come forward in time.
Well, let's just say we're going to jump around because I don't know if we can work on a schedule.
Well, yeah, here we go. What's the big news, Paige?
Well, I got a new laptop from a very kind person.
A very kind person. And who is that kind person? Do you know his first name?
No. You didn't tell me.
I sent you the email.
The email of you two talking? I need his email address.
Well, that's... Yeah, I sent the email. And when I, like, forward you the email like that, include you on the email, his email's in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you did not say that. I'm not good with email.
All right, well, his name is a wonderful gentleman by the name of Ira. Had a... What kind of computer is it, Paige? Why don't you talk about the computer?
What kind of computer is it? I don't know what kind of computer it is.
Well, it's a laptop. It's an Asus laptop.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a laptop. I knew that part.
And he was getting rid of it. He had to get rid of it. He said his wife wanted it gone. And he graciously donated it to Paige. In hopes that we would do more Linux in the house, along with some artwork that she's been wanting to do. And so it arrived. What do you have to say?
Well, I really like it. It's definitely a lot better than my other laptop, which I'm probably still going to use a little bit for things. But I'm definitely going to use this one a lot because I really enjoy using it. After I figure everything out and get all my stuff back on it and transfer everything I still need to transfer from my other laptop and everything like that, I'm probably going to start doing more drawings. I haven't been able to do a lot of drawings yet because I've been, or any artwork because I've been trying to, you know, like figure out all the applications and making sure I have all my stuff on here and, you know, setting up, I'll talk about that later. But, I really like the laptop. It's really cool. And I'm glad to have a nice full big keyboard that I don't have to like squish my fingers up to get to the letters like I did with my old one because it was so tiny. So yeah, I really like this one.
Have you plugged your tablet into it yet?
I don't think so. Do I even have the stuff for the tablet installed?
Try it and find out.
Well, I don't know. I don't have my tablet with me. It's downstairs in my book bag.
Well, we can try it later. You've only actually had it for like, what, a week now?
Yeah, I think so.
So, do you know... But, go ahead.
But in that week, I've probably used it. Well, no, actually, it's probably been 2 or 3 weeks. No, maybe 2.
No, I think it's been a week.
Are you sure? I think it's 1.5. Anyway, you're wrong. That's all that matters.
Let me see here. I can find out when it arrived. Oh, it's probably been about almost a week and a half. Okay, we'll go with a week and a half.
Yeah, we'll go with a week and a half. I was right. That's all that matters.
But it originally came with Sabion Linux on it. And it was very nicely set up. Everything seemed to work. Unfortunately, I'm not a Sabion user. And there were some applications that you wanted installed, particularly Krita, that we could not find at all. And we went through the installer, I went searching on the web, I looked around. It was just not available in Savion. So we ultimately decided to scrap Savion in favor of what, Paige?
OpenSUSE.
OpenSUSE. And why did you choose OpenSUSE?
Because the logo is a chameleon, and I like it.
What do you like, the chameleon or the system?
Oh, definitely the chameleon.
Well, how do you like the interface and layout of OpenSUSE?
It's cool. I liked the stuff about it. Like, it's cool.
Do you know what desktop environment you're running?
No. Should I?
You should. It's KDE 4.
Okay. And then I'm running KDE 4. And, I totally knew that. I was just trying to see if you knew that.
Oh, sure you did. Now, before your homework assignment last time, when we spoke, we had the show, you were dissatisfied with the changes that Ubuntu had to GNOME, to do Unity, and you weren't happy with Linux Mint's GNOME 3 interface. What do they think they're using? Cinnamon. So you weren't happy with either of those environments, and my suggestion on your homework was to try out either XFCE4 or KDE, and you just happen to now have tried both of them. On your old laptop was XFCE4. On this system you're running now is KDE4. What are your opinions?
Oh, really? So I have both of the options for my homework. I have one on each?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I haven't been on my older laptop in a while since I got this one, but I definitely like this one better. I don't know if it's because of the different things or if it's just because this one happens to work better, but I really like this one. I think I like this one better. Wait a minute. So, yeah.
Well, what you kind of have to do is disassociate yourself from the laptop. To take the laptop out of the equation as much as you can. It's probably not a fair comparison to say, do you like XFCE running on your old screen and laptop compared to KDE4 running on the new hotness over there? It's not fair. Is the desktop environment working for you right now?
Well, both are okay. I like the accessibility and stuff of this one, and I kind of like how it all just lays it all out there. The other one, I don't have it right in front of me, so I can't say all of this is a fact. Like, I think the other one is downstairs with my tablet in my book bag or in my computer case or something like that. But since I don't have it, I can't say for certain, but I don't think it had some, like, key things up in the top little bar where you got like the applications and stuff. I think I kind of had to like look for stuff. I don't think I could find the volume. See, it's hard for me. Do you want me to go get my laptop before we go any further? My other laptop?
No, that's okay. I could probably understand what you're saying because by default you don't have a volume control on XFCE.
You don't? Okay. Because I couldn't remember if I was remembering whether or not I had a volume control present on XFCE or on the old interface that this laptop had. I don't think I could find it on this laptop either with the old interface, but I don't think I could find it on either one. Or either I could find it, but I didn't know where the more detailed controls were because, yeah, I just can't remember. Oh, no, I remember. It's, I don't think I had a problem with that. I think the problem I had was when, you know what, never mind. I don't even know. But I know with the XFCE, the volume wasn't there. And my keyboard was so messed up, I couldn't turn up the volume from there.
Can you turn up the volume from your keyboard now?
Well, I don't want to mess with the volume.
I wonder. It might work because KDE is very well integrated into most systems. So I would be surprised if it didn't work. It's something to give a shot at later.
I'm actually not sure. It didn't work with the old interface on this laptop, I know, because Avery was watching a YouTube video and it wouldn't work. The volume button wouldn't, like, when I tried to use the keyboard volume, it wasn't doing anything, but I haven't tried it now that I have, like, the KDE, but I haven't watched many videos and stuff. I remember when I got OpenSUSE on here, I had to download the Adobe Flash Player all by myself, and I was very proud, because I did it right the second time.
The second time? What happened the first time?
The first time I had to go looking for it because, like, YouTube would give me... Because if you don't have the Adobe Flash Player installed, usually it'll give you the screen that says you don't have it installed, go here to install it. But it would give me that screen, and then, like, a millisecond later would flash to the connection not working. Black's screen in the little video box, and so it didn't give me enough time to click on the link. So the first time I had to go looking for it, and I couldn't find the right thing, and I downloaded the wrong thing first, I guess, and I just had to uninstall that or whatever, I don't know. But then, like, Firefox gave me the option to, like, it had, like, the little pop-up bar, and it gave me that option to go install it with the link, and so I was like, thank you for being nicer to me than YouTube was. And so I clicked on that, and I went to install it. So yeah, that was the second time.
Now, did it install which in the Firefox in the browser? It installed. I'm trying to remember what it actually does, because I haven't installed Flash in that manner in a long time.
It has the little yellowish kind of pop up. It looks kind of like a toolbar, but it doesn't have the tools on it. It's got the little yellowish pop up bar that pops up right under the search box. Search box. I bet that's not the technical name for it. Search rectangle. Search area. Where the little blinky thing is. That's what I'm going to call it.
Well, it's working. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Because I'm trying to think I'm wondering if in OpenSUSE it might have actually installed it through the repositories. Did it ask you to enter a password or anything?
I think it asked me to enter the password for the root.
I think it might have added something into the repository manager. The tool in there, you were asking about installing software and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a management tool that OpenSUSE uses, that SUSE actually uses. It's called YAST, yet another system administration tool. And in YAST is a tool that install and remove software. That's the official tool that you would have to use. And I'll show you about it. It's called YAST.
How do you spell that?
YAST.
Is that an application?
It is. It's called.
I don't have that.
Yeah, you do.
I looked for it.
No, it's there. It's the application is YAST, yet another systems administration tool. It's under. If you open up the window, the application stuff at the top.
Yeah.
There's a first tab. You go to the second tab. What's the second tab say?
Applications.
What's the first tab say?
Favorites.
What's the third tab say?
Computer. Oh, there it is.
Right. In there, that's like the whole, that is SUSE's configuration utility for the entire operating system. Unlike something like Slackware or Arch Linux, where you would go in and do most of the administration from the command line using a text editor to manually edit the configuration files, SUSE has their own YAST tool, that tool right there, which handles just about any system configuration that you would actually need to do. And that's been around a long time. SUSE was one of the first distributions that I used, and YAST was in there. So it's been around for a long time, and it's come a long way, and there's been a lot of thorough vetting and configuration changes and testing and all sorts of stuff being done with it, has been done with it. It's a pretty good tool. So out of all the configuration tools, I think SUSE's YAST and probably Mandriva's or Mandrake's DrakeConf tool, I don't know what they called it afterwards, were probably two of the best all around tools like that. Red Hat had some stuff, LinuxConf, but I don't know if it's still around anymore. They're all in one configuration tool like that. I'm not that big into Red Hat for doing that kind of management, other than going down and like CentOS and some of the managed tools, different tools in there. But anyway, getting off topic.
Yeah, seriously, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's a tool that you would want to use to add and remove software in there and make some configurations. There's another little issue that we're having with that right now, and I thought I made a change to solve that, is when you close the laptop lid and it goes to sleep, it crashes the kernel when you try and bring it back up. That's not uncommon, and it might just mean that we need to turn off some power management features that the kernel boots up to solve that.
Yeah, that's really annoying because it's really hard to move around with my computer. Like, I just had to move upstairs because my mic was picking up too much sound downstairs, and just moving upstairs, it's really hard to move around with your computer open like that or your laptop open like that. I don't want to damage the screen or anything by dropping it, you know.
That's true. Now, I thought I had that fixed, but I'll just have to look into it. Now, before we deviate too far away from talking about where you got the SUSE seed, they also like to mention another thing.
Hold on. Re-say what you just said, because you just cut out like 15 times right there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's all right.
Before we talk about where you got the SUSE seed, Dave, I'd like to ask a quick question because it kind of ties into the same thing. Did you manage to start messing around with Krita yet?
Well, I've checked it out. I've opened up Krita and I've looked at I haven't really looked at the tools that much. I basically just opened up Krita and pulled up a new window because when I first, got back from Southeast Linux Fest, and well, first of all, I was at Grandma's house and she has like barely any internet connection, so I couldn't download it then. When I got home, my computer was actually, the reason why I didn't look at it sooner was because my computer was just too small for the Krita interface. The interface was just too large and it was hard to navigate around, and there was no scroll bars, so I would have to, you know, click Alt and then move the window around. I moved the thing, anyway. So I haven't really looked at it, but when I got this laptop and I downloaded OpenSUSE and you downloaded Krita for me, I looked at it and I kind of played around with the, the tool they have for the default when you open it. I kind of just drew some swirlies and stuff like that around and the little, landscape, and it says it's like Inkscape, like it's one of those thingies, but, or whatever, you know.
Drawing application?
Vector? It says it's like a vector like Inkscape, but to me, it feels a lot like GIMP. So I think once I get into the groove of Krita, I'm gonna really enjoy it, cause it looks like something that's not too difficult. And something that is like Inkscape and like GIMP in all of their good qualities.
So it might be the best of both worlds is what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I've been looking for. And I just get offered it, so, you know, that's nice. It's very nice.
So what prompted the interest in Krita?
Well, we went to Southeast Linux Fest, and we went by a booth and I looked at it and they had two big computers and on those computers were drawings. And I was like, hey, I like drawing on computers. And then the guy was like, yeah. And we have this DVD and this comic book and this little other thingy, I think. And we looked at it and he said, how much? You said how much? And he was like, oh, it's free. And you were like, well, awesome. Here, take this. And I was like, yeah, this is cool. I'd like to try this out. So that prompted the interest in Krita.
What did you think of the comic book?
I liked the comic book. That was really good. Cool. It was, really nicely done, too. Like, drawn.
And the cool thing about it is the whole thing was done with Krita.
Yeah. I actually haven't watched the DVD yet. But now that I have this nice big laptop with a DVD port, I can watch it. Port. I think I just said port. Port.
DVD drive.
Drive. You know
there
what?
There you go.
I'm gonna get you.
So talk about Southeast Linux Fest. This is the first time you were ever at a Linux Fest. So talk about
it. Linux Fest. You're not talking.
I said talk about Southeast Linux Fest. It's the first time you've been to a Linux Fest.
Yeah. Well, actually, I had a lot of fun. I didn't think it was going to be that fun. I didn't think it was going to be boring, but I didn't think it was going to be that, you know, fun. Well, when we first got there and we sat at that first thingy, what was the first thingy with that guy?
The opening keynote, and the person who gave the opening keynote, that was it. That was the first event. Hold on. That was Using Linux to Boost Your IT Career by Rob Limo Miller.
Okay, yeah, I remember what that was, yeah. But at the beginning of that, I was kind of a little bit like, oh gosh, this is what it's going to be like. Are you kidding me? And then as it progressed, I was like, no, this is kind of cool. I'm actually interested. And so I sat there and I listened a little bit. And then when it was over, I felt like I had, you know, like actually learned something and I felt like some value had been added to my intelligence. And so then we went out of that and we started going up to the booths and you introduced me to all sorts of people that I had talked to and that I have heard about and I got to meet them, which was really awesome. People turned out to be really, really cool. And so that was really fun. And all the booths were cool and I liked the free stuff is always good. Yeah. I was excited about, because I knew there was going to be free stuff. There's always free stuff. Free stuff is nice. I like free stuff.
Well, let's talk about the talk. Well, let's quickly go through the talks that you went to see, and let me hear what your opinions are of those. Of course, the first one, Using Linux to Boost Your IT Career by Rob Limo Miller. Do you remember that? And did you enjoy that talk?
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't remember like specific details. I can remember some specific details. I can't like remember what each slide said. But that was very interesting. I actually really liked that.
Would you give it one or two penguins up? Okay,
one or two.
One out of four. One out of five penguins. How many penguins?
I would give it 3.5.
3.5 penguins. All right. So the second talk we went to was the Pop Culture Guide to Open Source by Ruth Suli. The Pop Culture Guide to Open Source. What did you? I will give the Rob Limo talk four penguins myself. So what would you, what do you remember about the Pop Culture Guide to Open Source?
I don't really remember that much about that one.
What do you give it?
I would have to just give it like 2 penguins, 2.5. I can't really remember that one.
I will say, I myself would never have chosen to go to that one if I wasn't going there with you. I would have probably gone to something else. But I was very surprised when I went there and sat through it. I enjoyed it very much. It was kind of a look back in history and an homage in history to how open source is used beyond just computing in the arts and business world.
Oh,
and media.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that one now.
It used a lot of media and technology and stuff, and showed it was really good. It was really good, is what it was. I thought I give it four out of five burning penguins. Do you still want to give it?
What did you do?
Do you still want to give it two or?
No, I'm gonna change because I do remember. I just kind of forgotten. It's been so long, and you haven't done a show with me because it's all your fault that we haven't done one. So I'm gonna give it the same as you. I'm gonna give that four. You know what? No, I'm gonna give it 4.5. Yeah, that's right. 4.5.
All right.
But now.
The third talk we went to was The Importance of Free Software and Accessibility by Jonathan Nadeau.
Now, wait a minute.
He didn't have any slides in the show. In his talk, he was the blind Linux user.
Okay, I remember that guy.
And he talked about accessibility and how important it was and different, some of the work that he's done.
Yeah, I liked that one. I really did. I really did like that one. I thought that was a good one.
He did a good job. Very important stuff. I give it 4 out of 5 screaming penguins.
What is with these penguins? What are you doing? Why are you so mean? You know, you're never going to have any friends if you act like this.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? What do you give it? How many penguins?
I'm going to give it 4.
Good stuff. It was good. Really important stuff. So I strongly encourage anybody who, everybody, when the audio comes out and video comes out from the fest, to check that out. After that, we had lunch. What do we have for lunch?
We had hot dogs.
From,
what was it called?
The Beefy Miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Fedora. Fedora's new release was on hand to give out the Beefy Miracle. They had hot dogs, free hot dogs, chips and soda out in the park across the street. Really nice. It was really great. You know,
yeah.
That was really awesome when they did that.
Yeah, that was. I really liked the park. They had a lot of cute little baby ducks. What are they called? Ducklings? Yeah. They had a lot of those things.
And that was also, we also went over and looked at some of the clay stuff. They had a clay fest going on.
Yeah, the clay fest was really cool. Those ducklings, man, they were delicious.
Yeah, I bet they were.
Yeah.
So then we came back from lunch.
Yeah.
And we went to a talk by Klaatu called Cool Things You Can Do with Q-Tractor.
I really like that one. You know, I know I said that his whatever was boring before, but that one, that talk was really interesting. Maybe it's because I just really like messing around with audio applications and stuff like that, but I really liked that one. That was probably my favorite one.
So you'll have to try Q-Tractor out.
Yes, oh my goodness, I've been wanting to try Q-Tractor ever since I left Southeast Linux Fest. I wanted to try it, but I couldn't download it at Grandma's house because it would have taken 4.5 days. And when I got back home, I don't think I could, like, find it on my software manager thing or something like that, or if something was wrong with it. But, once you get all the stuff back on my computer, I definitely want that. And
how many,
you teach me how to use.
How many singing penguins do you give it?
5. Out of 5.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to give it 4 singing penguins out of 5. Really
good
stuff.
Well, you don't deserve penguins. You know what?
I'm sorry.
No. No. Mm-mm. They shouldn't sing for you.
All right. Well, up next was not Open Source and Education and the Not-So-Nice Truth by Chad Wallenberg.
That was my second favorite. I really liked that one, too. I was very interested. Mainly probably because I felt like it kind of had to do with me since I'm in school and you know, I think that open source is really important in education, but it's not used, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or it could be something really great if they used it in education. So, yeah.
How many dropout penguins do you give it?
Five.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say I'd give it 5 too. I think his presentation was phenomenal. He always does a great job speaking.
Yeah, it really gives you a lot of
food for thought, even though I don't like a lot of hearing a lot of what he had to, the ugly truth of what he had to say. Really good stuff. It was an experience. Good stuff. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Didn't you ask a question or something? I was really surprised.
Yeah.
You usually don't say anything when there's other people around, you know, like people you don't know, because you're socially awkward.
Well, thank you. It's different at shows like that. All right. Continuing on, the last presentation we went to of the day was How to Quit Your Job by Ryan Iculus Gordon.
Yeah, that one was, it was funny and it was interesting, but I was so tired by that point and I had used so much concentration up until then. I was just like, I didn't really pay attention much through much of that. It was a good talk. What I did listen to, I thought was funny and enjoyable, but my attention span was just going by then. I was really exhausted.
I did like his talk. I probably would have preferred to hear him speak about his game porting and other stuff, but I think that his talk was probably important to be there. It was essentially circled around going into being a consultant as opposed to working for a company. So, you know, working for yourself.
And I mean, he not to interrupt you, but he did, you know, bring up a lot of good points and a lot of things you would need to think about if you were going to quit your job, you know, and some problems that people would face if they did and if they weren't thinking about those issues and then they just decided to go and, you know, quit, you know, and he brought up a lot of things like, you wouldn't have somebody provide you your insurance, your health care or whatever, like something like that. And, those things were like really good points because you wouldn't have somebody to fall back on. You'd kind of be taking a risk. And he explained that instead of just putting out all the good points, you know?
Yeah. So
what the heck was that?
I give it 3 out of 5 unemployed penguins.
Yeah. I give it 3 too. No, I also give it 3.
What would you give the overall... Well, you know what? Before we go about the overall fest, let's talk about the rest of it.
Because
after that talk, instead of going to the last track, there really wasn't anything that was interesting to you. We went and had dinner with people that a lot of people that I knew and some people that you knew.
Yeah. And people that I now know.
That you now know. And it was good to see all those people. You actually got to meet Peter 64 and his family.
Yeah. That was cool.
Now, the closing party, you ended up playing Apples to Apples, right?
Yeah. Well, we played that phrase thingy and Apples to Apples.
And who were you playing with? Do you remember?
No, I do not.
You were playing with Peter's daughter?
Yeah, I was playing with Peter's daughter and I think his wife at one point.
And his wife. Peter's daughter. What's Peter's daughter's name? Why do I want to say Charlotte? But it's not Charlotte, is it?
It's not Charlotte. It's...
Stella.
Stella. I knew that.
Link's daughter, Charlotte. It took place in Charlotte. Peter's daughter, Stella. She's a really nice girl. And his
I'm
wife.
I'm so glad you remembered because I did not remember.
His wife's name was June, and she's a wonderful person too.
Yeah, we actually, when we were in that restaurant slash bar place, we were talking, mostly about school and stuff, her school and my school, and we were talking about stuff like that, and that was really nice. We had a nice chat. And Stella's a really good kid. She's a really good kid. She's doing really well. I'm very proud of her, even though I only met her for one day. I feel like we're best friends, besties.
There you go. Also, you were playing with, I know them as Brome and Briptastic from Oddcast Planet IRC. And I think Delwyn came in and played. Derek played with you guys then too. Greybeard was over there, I think, wasn't he?
Who's that?
Jonathan, his name is. He's got long beard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he played. Wait, no. Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
I
know. They were all playing. I was hanging out with some of my other friends with the Medan, the Man Fry, the Last Known Guy, Peter 64, Azimuth, Murph, Jonathan Nadu, whole bunch of other people. Patrick Archibald was there. Oh, this is great. It was a great. I loved it. How many screaming furry penguins would you give it? The
Why
whole
are they
show.
Furry? Were they just hatched or something? Because they're only furry if they just hatched.
Well, they're a little moldy.
They're Why tell you about keeping the penguins in the cupboard? Why would you? Oh my god.
So how many penguins would you give the overall conference?
I'm gonna give it 5.
You enjoyed it. You gonna go back next year?
Yeah. Of course I am.
If you're gonna take me,
yeah.
Hey, I can't really
get there if you don't take me.
I'll tell you what was really tough about the show this year. We went down and we stayed with Grandma. Who lives in Chester, South Carolina. It's about an hour drive outside of Charlotte. So it was about an hour drive to the conference. The great thing was, one, what was the great thing? Well, got a great meal on Friday night.
Yeah.
Free place to sleep. And Grandma's place is always wonderful. It's always great to go down there.
Yeah, it really is.
The only downside was the hour drive, having to go back and forth.
But doesn't Auntie live closer?
Well, she does. Generally, when all the other shows I've gone to is we've stayed at the hotel, and when you stay at the hotel, you get to hang around with people more for a longer period of time. So
yeah.
that's kind of the trade-off. But it's always. It was Charlotte is a really nice town. I didn't realize how nice Charlotte was. We've driven
it
past
really
it,
nice.
But actually being able to go in there, it's a really nice place. So this is gonna
I've never been there. I've never been in there either. I think Avery's been in there with Auntie, but I've never been in Charlotte.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a Charlotte next year. The next fest that's coming up is Columbus, Ohio Linux Fest. That's at the end of September, I think.
You can go meet your other family there.
Yeah, that's it. That's actually this is a funny story. I would go out to Columbus, Ohio once a year to the Ohio Linux Fest, and for some reason, which was it, you or Avery that came up with that idea?
Avery came up with the idea that you had another family in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, so Avery was, and it was a joke. It's been this ongoing joke for a couple years. And come to find out, what do you find on Facebook page?
Well, I looked at myself on Facebook, and I didn't really expect to find anything because Paige Washko is not a very common name. It's actually, there's only one other person. And I found that person on Facebook, and it's a girl whose name is Paige Washko who happens to live in Columbus, Ohio.
Isn't that hilarious? That is, do you know how old she is?
I don't know. No, I tried to find out, but they didn't have her age on her Facebook page. I almost sent her a friend request, but I decided not to because that would be kind of weird.
That's pretty funny. So whether or not we make it, we both make it, or I make it, or whatever, to Columbus, Ohio, remains to be seen. The downside about Columbus, Ohio is it's a like 11-hour drive. 11, 12-hour drive. So to be able to actually go to Columbus, Ohio I generally would take Friday off, and probably usually would like to have Monday off, because it's such a brutal drive, to then have to get up. But I don't know. We'll see about that. But yeah, Southeast Linux Fest was great. It was great to see everybody there.
Yeah.
Who showed up.
That was fun.
Meet old friends, new friends, meet people that will probably never get the chance to see again. It was a great opportunity. You know, Peter 64 and Azimuth and their families. It was good to see them. What else do we have to talk about now, Paige? What's the other big thing you got to do in the past couple weeks?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I won't say it was your first that you went to, but it's probably the one that you'll probably remember as being closer to you.
Oh, you mean the concert?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got to go see Alice Cooper and Iron Maiden at the Jiffy Lube Center. It's funny. Down in D.C. That was fun. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun.
That was great. I'll tell you what, I was so worried. I didn't expect the traffic to be that awful between here and there. It was terrible.
Yeah, I was actually starting to worry a little bit too. I was like, when did you say the concert starts? Oh yeah, that's getting pretty close. And we were like pretty far away still. But once we got closer to it, it actually wasn't that bad. Cause the Jiffy Lube Center is like in the middle of nowhere. Oh my gosh. It's like way out there. We had to go a couple blocks before we could find anywhere to eat. Because we were gonna eat before the concert. And so we went out to go get something to eat. And then we came back and, well, when we first came up to it, there was like barely anybody going into the Jiffy Lube Center at all. There was like nobody there. So we went to eat. About half an hour later, we were done and we came back. Oh my gosh, there were so many cars. I was like, yeah, that's a lot of people. So we finally got in and we finally got up there to get our seats and everything. And we got our seats. And a little bit later, Alice Cooper started, you know, and I love Alice Cooper. I love Alice Cooper. That was so good. That was really good. And I was standing and cheering and clapping and doing a little dance, you know. So I was really happy about that. And then Iron Maiden started. I like Iron Maiden too. Actually, I haven't heard many Iron Maiden songs, but now I'm actually interested in listening to more Iron Maiden because I really like the Iron Maiden part too. But the Alice Cooper part was probably my favorite. And then I got a little Alice Cooper bear as memorabilia from the concert, and I have him. His name is Jeffrey, and he's in my room.
And then the drive home.
Yeah, that was a long drive.
It was about a 3-hour drive. The drive home was like 3 hours. The drive up there was like 5.5.
Oh God, yeah, we left at like we left around 1, right?
Yeah, we
left around 1, and we got there at about 6:30-ish. Then we went to get something to eat, and then we came back. So yeah, well, we came back to the concert place. So yeah, not counting going out to eat and then coming back and waiting to get into the parking place, it was about 5.5 hours.
Yeah, it was. We hit two accidents on the way out there. One on 64, which was a terrible accident that had us backed up.
Oh yeah,
up.
That was.
And then,
really
but it was
brutal.
Nothing compared to one on 95, which had all four lanes backed up for like 20 miles.
That one was bad. I was really worried about that one.
And I remember, like, once you were past the accident, it's like the floodgates opened. And
yeah.
It was just straight through. I mean, that wasn't, yeah, and the Jiffy Lube Center, you're right. It is like in the middle of nowhere. It's dusty industrial armpit of a location.
I actually thought maybe you were a little lost or something. I was starting to get nervous. I was like, do you know where you're going? Cause I don't see anything that resembles concert territory. But
yeah, it's
we got there.
It's weird because you're driving in towards it, and off of 95, it was about a 12-mile drive to where the center was, and you're going through, like, small town, small town, small town, and then it all of a sudden just changes in the fields, industrial park, field, industrial park, and when you get out there, there's, like, an asphalt park, an asphalt place, and a couple of, like, industrial park-type places there, but... You're right. We went to go, we passed by the Jiffy Lube Center and we decided, okay, well, let's go grab something to eat. So we go up to the next intersection and if you kept going straight, it looked like there was nothing there. So we turned, went up to another intersection, saw where there was a highway crossing over, we made another turn towards, developments, and we found this like little strip mall area with a Chinese restaurant, a tavern that was closed due to the power outage that day, and this place called, what was the name of the pizza place we ate at?
It was, wasn't it like, Zeros or something?
It wasn't Zero, but it started with a Z.
Zero is a different place. Are you, crap, I don't think I can remember. I can't remember.
It started with a Z. I can't, what was it? I have it right here. I can look it up. That was in June. Let's look at the end of June. It was called Z Pizza. How could we have not forgotten Z Pizza is what it was?
Which
it wasn't bad, but
no, it wasn't bad.
It was kind of like on the level of California Pizza Kitchen, just a little more fast foodish is what it was.
Wait, what kind of pizza did we get?
I think we got like it was like a margarita.
Yeah, something like that. Did they have any, like, meat pizzas?
Yeah, they did.
Did they? I thought it seemed like it was, like, one of those wholesome vegetarian kind of places, you know?
It was close to it, but they did have some. It was like, all organic, and it was good pizza. It wasn't New York-style pizza, but it was good pizza. So,
it was
went there.
Good pizza, but, like... I was kind of like halfway through my second slice. Then you got up and I looked over. I was like, why are you getting up? And then you come back with this thing full of like this white powder. I was like, please tell me that's cheese. And I was like, thank God. And I like put mountains of cheese on this second half of this slice of pizza. Cause oh my gosh, it was good, but it was very bland taste. The taste was not present. The taste was kind of hiding, but this is not a food critique.
So this was I think the power went out that day in that area due to the heat. So it was a very hot day, and it come to find out the Jiffy Lube Center is an outdoor theater. It's an outdoor concert hall. So it was really toasty.
Well, one thing I'm very glad my Alice Cooper eyes were waterproof because the corners were still running a little bit. I don't think the corners were waterproof. But the actual middle part was fine, so I'm very glad about that. But, yeah, it was pretty hot. And so, yeah, it was pretty hot, and I was kind of just sitting there, kind of just waiting. But once it actually started, I think I was too excited to even care about the heat. I think I just kind of forgot about it. And once Iron Maiden started, it was pretty late. I don't really think it was that hot anymore.
No, it wasn't. But, man, when we left... We waited at the theater for we waited in our seats for about 10 minutes and then we slowly walked up and out. We waited in a parking lot for like 20 minutes to a half an hour, I think.
Oh, that parking lot. Oh my gosh, out there was so hot.
It was hot and people were just like, it was so, I didn't want to sit there and fight through the traffic to get out. I figured we'd just let most of it clear out, man. It just, people were going and going and going and going and going and going. It seemed to go on forever. And when we finally did get out, we had to end up going all the way out. Like, they had it specifically cordoned off that you can only go in one direction, and it was in the opposite direction that we wanted to go.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. I think we went back into, like, that little strip mall thing, or we turned onto a different place or something, and we were trying to get out, and every way was blocked off, and you were just kind of like, oh, my God, are they trapping us in here? Or I was like that. I can't remember. I was like, are they trapping us in here? And you were like, I'm so hungry. And I was like, well, then get something to eat. And you kept complaining that you were hungry, and so we found a Taco Bell. So I guess that was your goal, was Taco Bell, because you would not stop until we got to a Taco Bell.
That was it. Well, yeah, see, the problem was they had it go, you can only go in one direction. They had all the stoplights, like, set green, so you can only go in that direction. And if you got off, there was, where you ended up going, see, that's the wacky thing. From the concert place, if we would have just kept going straight on that road, another, like, a mile or so, we would have found the, consumer mecca over there. There was malls, restaurants, shopping centers, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just right over the ridge, although you could never have you could never have guessed that was where it was.
Yeah, you're gonna, it looks like.
So,
dead.
Yeah. we stopped at a 7-Eleven there to get some water, and we got back in the car, and, you know, that stoplight there is one of the lights that they had controlled, and there was cars backed up in all directions waiting for this concert to go, and we finally got on the road. But yeah, it was a great time. I had a wonderful time with you.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Well, anyway.
And if you're wondering what that has to do with Linux, it has nothing to do with Linux.
Oh, there you go. No, nothing at all. But it's just, so that's what we do. That and fishing.
Fishing. Oh gosh, we had such a good time fishing yesterday. I was so excited. That's the first time I ever caught a fish, and I caught like 10 of them.
So that was a lot of fun. A lot of oyster toads, or we call them oyster crackers when I was growing up.
Yeah, when you were growing up, back in the olden days when you rode the dinosaur to school.
That's it. So you got yourself a tautog, couple oyster toads, some croakers, and I got a flounder.
Yeah, you got a flounder and a croaker and one other thing. You should feel proud. No, two other things. Two.
What two other things?
You got two oyster crackers. No, yeah.
Yeah, I got two, yeah. Oyster toes, yeah. And
one of them, oh my gosh, you dropped one of them because it's like squirmed a bit and it like cut you with its gill or something. I thought it bit you. I was so scared. I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah,
and
you don't
like,
want to be
fine,
bitten.
I'm fine. I saw blood and I was like, oh my god, what happens?
You don't want to be bitten
like,
by
it
those
just,
things.
It just cut me with its gill and I was like, why would you scare me like that? But yeah. So that was scary. But other than that, it was all good. So I had a lot of fun. Until I sliced my foot open on a rock.
Yeah, we had the brilliant idea that we were going to go out. We went out fishing through the incoming tide, and we didn't get as much minnows as I would like to have. Which it was a good thing that we didn't, because we left right at slack tide.
Yeah, we had enough to get right through the good tide for fishing, and then we were right as we finished them up. It was ending, so we had a good amount of minnows for the amount of time. So I'm actually pretty glad Avery decided not to come, because we would have had even less minnows.
Yeah, and then we went back home and we grabbed the stuff to go out crabbing. So we went crabbing and fishing out in Phoebus and got the rest of this. Got a bunch of crabs and stuff.
Yeah, we got six or seven crabs. About, like, Phoebus is good. It's pretty rocky. But it's not as rocky as that one place we tried to go to when Goslin Park had other crabbers there. And we didn't want to bother them, so we went to that one place, and that one place was just horrible. We could not get past those rocks. But Phoebus is kind of rocky. It's not as bad, though. You can still get some crabbing. But, like, every time you had to, like, jump around through the rocks, and by the time we had all the strings out and we had checked them like two or three times, I was jumping back and I was trying to jump on the grass next to this really weird piece of cement, but I couldn't get it that far. I couldn't jump that far. I had jumped at the wrong point on the rock and I hit the weird piece of cement and my foot just went down, and I just knew at that point, oh, I'm going down. And so I fell. I didn't really fall. I kind of like my foot fell. My foot slid down, hit a rock, and then I twisted around. And that hurt. That hurt really bad. I have a really bad bruise on the side of my foot. And I have two deep cuts, but I guess from running, I have so much skin there that it didn't cut all the way through. It did cut my toe, which is bleeding and stuff, but that didn't bleed for very long. But then we started doing some fishing there. crabs. I actually caught a crab with my fishing pole, which was kind of weird. But it wasn't a keeper, so that sucked. But then we caught two more croakers there and a couple crabs, so that was good. And then it started raining and we just completely got soaked. So yeah. By that point I was very tired and a little irritable.
Cranky!
Yeah. Mom will tell you, I kind of yelled at her.
Well, actually we better start wrapping this up because we're almost out of time here.
So out of almost time. Well, since when do you set the time limits? You're probably going to edit like half an hour of this out.
Yeah. So it's gone on almost an hour, so I just wanted to say your homework for next week is to draw, next time, is to draw something in Krita.
Ooh, that leaves a lot for me to interpret. Well, should you just go. Say, like, draw a puppy dog or something?
Draw. Woof, woof.
No, don't tell me what to draw, I will smack you.
Alright, well, you do smack that, so. We'll leave it at that, and,
Hold on. Wait. Chill. Cool your engines there, buddy. Let's take it back a step. Okay. So, the guy who gave me the laptop, his name's Ira, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say a special thanks to Ira for giving me this amazing piece of technology. I will be sending a very long, very wordy, probably a little bit, you know, kind of like, thank you email. Once I get, you know, once I'm done with this, you know, recording stuff for this episode, I will be sending this email as a thank you for this amazing laptop. I just do not know how, you don't know how grateful I am for this, because this is really nice, and I can finally do, you know, Krita and all that stuff on it. And so I will be sending a very nice thank you. I just wanted to say a shout out to you for this amazing laptop. So thank you very much. And you will be receiving an email with all of my thanks. That was very awkward and I hate talking for that long. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to say. Stop Sweetness. Making me feel awkward. God.
Sweetness. Well, with that, Paige, again, thank you, Ira. Much appreciated. Really, 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 really appreciated. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.
a couple weeks.
Say goodnight, Paige.
We're just going to surprise them and, like, put out another episode, like, next week, and they're going to be like, what?
How about that? Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Keep on listening. Say nighty-night.
Yeah. Nighty-night, six people who actually listen to us.
Aw, yeah.
Bye.
Aw, yeah. Linux in the house. Shizzle McNizzle.
Daddy has a gun!
Are you doing a recording on your side, too?
Should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hold on. Where did my thing? Oh, there it is. Do you want me to exit out of the configuration thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm recording now.
Okay, so. Alright, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.